Idiolect. An idiolect is just like a dialect, only smaller. A dialect is a version of a language spoken by a group of people. Only one person speaks an idiolect. Each idiolect is unique, but some are similar. The more similar the idiolects of two people, the less work it takes for them to communicate. This fact is well known, but often ignored. For example, it helps explain the success of homeschooling and the failure of communal education, private and public. Homeschool children are years ahead of children in government schools academically. Homeschooling has a superior teacher-to-student ratio, but there are other important reasons for its success. Thinking about the idiolects involved can illuminate a lot of social problems. Idiolects are mostly passed from generation to generation through the mother-child relationship. Women teach their children to talk. What is often ignored is that babies also teach their mothers to talk. As the child's idiolect begins to form, it bears only a passing resemblance to the mother's idiolect. And the mother is often the only person who can understand the utterances of a very young child. The mother is learning the language of the child, and the child is learning the language of the mother. Gradually, the child's idiolect becomes similar to the mother's idiolect. The flow of information between mother and child grows rapidly over time. Both the mother and child are made more comfortable by this growth of information transfer, so they work hard to increase it. Since a child is very dependent on services of those around her, her comfort level is highly dependent on effective communication. When a child is shipped off to school, her comfort level will depend heavily on her ability to communicate with her teacher and the other students. Her communication capabilities in the new environment will be a fraction of what they were at home. A classroom is also physically less comfortable than a home. A child in this situation is likely to regress to behavior patterns from an earlier time in her life because those behavior patterns are adapted to a limited ability to communicate. And she is certain to have a severely limited ability to communicate with teachers and students at a school. This interruption of communications and the associated stress are detrimental to both the child's social and intellectual development. While the child and the mother are separated, the intellects of both child and mother will diverge. Also, the child has a limited capacity to process information, and she is forced to deal with a lot of new intellects that impedes her development. Not only is communication made more difficult when the child is at school, it becomes more difficult when the child is with her mother. A homeschool child can concentrate on learning what her mother knows, and then, when she is ready, she can branch out to learning other things from other people. When a child is given more freedom to pursue her own comfort, she learns faster and is happier and easier to get along with. She grows up to be a polite, productive, and well-informed adult. A coercive environment causes intellects to diverge and impedes the flow of information. In a coercive environment, speakers often want to transmit a message to one audience while leaving others guessing. The more coercive the environment, the more important this ability becomes. Slang is a secret code designed to perform this function. It is very important in prisons, the military, government bureaucracies, and other coercive organizations. The slang must constantly be changed because opposition groups are constantly learning the new terms and grammar. And by definition, there are always opposition groups in a coercive environment. There are many communication problems among coercively organized groups that do not exist in less violent societies. In a society where everyone is equal and no one is afraid, everyone can speak a very similar idiolect. There is no need for jargon, obfuscation, and euphemism. The more people who can understand what a speaker is saying, the better off the speaker is. In a coercive society, when an opposition group intercepts and decodes a message meant to be secret, the consequences can be serious. The USA has one of the most violent societies in the world, with about 5% of the world's population. We have more than half the world's prisoners. We have high taxes, huge military, and high rates of violent crime. We are having more and more trouble talking to each other. We will not be able to just get along until we have corrected these problems. It is no accident that lawyers and bureaucrats speak a language that is barely understandable to most people. The lawyers and bureaucrats work hard to keep it that way. In a society with clear and simple rules understood by everyone, the power of elites is limited. Our thousands of complex laws allow our rulers to punish us whenever they wish for any of thousands of insane reasons. In a society with a coercive class structure, the languages of the upper and lower classes diverge. This got so extreme in the Roman Empire that the upper and lower classes could barely understand each other. The Russian aristocracy started speaking French not too long before the Communist Revolution. Criminals and governments value secrecy, and they fear gossip. Preserving secrecy distorts language and makes communication difficult. Political power may come out of the barrel of a gun, but it is a mind that points the gun, and it is language that tells the mind where the gun should be pointed and when the trigger should be pulled. Fortunately, the idiolects in the minds that point the guns of statist enforcement are those of the lower classes. Cops and soldiers are drawn from the lower classes, and the language they learn from their mothers is the language of the common woman. Idiolects are a major factor in the fall of many a tyrant. A government that does not speak the language of its subjects cannot stand. This is illustrated over and over again in history. Tyrants and empires fall, and occupiers leave. The invasion and occupation of Iraq was an act of political, military, economic, and linguistic ignorance. There are easier and cheaper ways to learn to say quagmire in Arabic. Even in the rarefied world of communications theory, freedom works. Always and everywhere, slavery sucks.